Good morning, a Tuesday morning. Mike Spain with us, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, we're going to talk about the Cohoes mayor, that's Cohoes, New York, Mayor Sean Morse, who has seen calls to resign over abuse allegations. In his response, he's even laid some criticism at the newspaper's feet.
Well, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan and now two members of the Cohoes Common Council are joining the call for Morse to step down as mayor. You know, they're saying that at least Mayor Sheehan in Albany is saying it's a long-term pattern of abuse and violence that was described by victims and eyewitnesses, and she calls it disturbing and says the behavior is unacceptable. These calls, they join Assemblywoman Pat Fahey, who on Sunday said Morse should resign. And like Morse, all of these politicians are Democrats. State police are investigating an alleged domestic violence situation at Morse's home on November 10th. Morse's wife, Brenda, called 911 and told a dispatcher that her husband had grabbed her by the throat and threw her to the ground, according to a police report. On Sunday, in the Times Union, former Cohoes Mayor John McDonald, who's now a state assemblyman, was among those who confirmed seeing evidence of abuse. In a statement released Monday, Morse said these calls were more political, adding that he refuses to dignify the news stories, so that whole issue continues.
From there to an issue that impacts a lot of people in New York State, and that's with a $4 billion budget gap, now asking for $1.6 billion increase in education spending.
Yeah, in spite of the problems ahead fiscally for New York, the Board of Regents is seeking $1.6 billion. Now, last year they sought something like $2.1 billion, ended up getting about half that, but they say that this 6.3% increase over last year's funding is needed when you take into account the rising needs of students and the fixed costs that school districts have. State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Illia defends the funding request, saying students in New York deserve the best education possible, and that this would also acknowledge the state's fiscal difficulties. But the battle is on. The critics are out there. E.J. McMahon, the research director for the Albany-based Empire Center for Public Policy, says that while it may be reasonable to ask for $1.6 billion by the Regents' standards, it's still about $500 million more than the projected level that the state can now afford.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.